Hello, lovely builders. Now, I just wanted to superly quickly jump on and tackle the question of finance. One of the differences between buying a fully renovated house and being able to buy it and then renovate it is your ability to finance that. So you may need cash available to complete that renovation. What I mean is, if I am buying a house that is $1 million and all things being equal and I can afford the repayments, I could borrow up to 80%. So I might be able to borrow $800,000 without having LVR, so lender's mortgage insurance. And what lender's mortgage insurance is, a insurance for the bank. It's not an insurance for you. So if you disappear, the bank has insurance over that mortgage. And if the value of your property has dropped, the bank is insured. So you're not insured. So that's what lender's mortgage insurance is. So I hate paying that. I will not pay that. But if you are borrowing for less than 20%, then generally you won't have to pay lender's mortgage insurance. Now, let's say you are buying a house for $500,000 and then you want to use $500,000 to do the renovation and you think, oh, well, that gives us $1 million all up. We should be able to borrow that. No, that's not quite right. So that first $500,000, you can borrow up to 80%. So that means you'll have a mortgage of $400,000 and your equity that you've got to put in is 100. But that renovation, you might have to get a construction finance loan. So you might have to use a builder to do the build, and the bank will send out a quantity surveyor to check the progress as you go along, or they'll basically audit that and make sure that they're paying in accordance with how much work you've got complete at that time. You can get banks that will do owner builders, but it becomes a massive hoop. You've got to show a whole heap of documentation. The easier way, or the simpler way, and sometimes the only way you can do that, is to actually have that money in cash to be able to build that extra $500,000. So that would mean that the equity that you have to put in that situation is $600,000. So it's $100,000 for the land or the house initially, and then $500,000 for that $500,000 renovation to get to the $1 million. Before then, you can redraw and draw out the rest of that equity. So you'd get that $400,000. You'd be able to draw that $400,000 back out, but you're going to have to fund that first, or you're going to have to work out a way to fund that. So that's one of the really important considerations when we're looking at whether we buy something that's renovated or we buy something that's worthless and then we renovate it. It's how much cash do you have available? Because that cash will determine whether that's feasible for you or not. So the worst scenario there is, we see this actually all the time, is that people will buy a house for $500,000 thinking that they'll be able to renovate it, and the bank will lend them that additional money, and then the bank won't actually give them that money, or they have to jump through so many hoops that it costs them a lot more, or they can't get access to that. So then they're living in a substandard house and they're unable to jump up to the next level, and they've got to save their way to complete that renovation. And you know, when we're talking about renovating and building it, you can spend $20,000 super quickly, but it's really hard to save $20,000. You know, if you can save that in a year, you're doing really well sometimes. Something to consider, and it was a question that someone just sent in, and I thought, actually, instead of trying to type this out, because it can get a little bit confusing, you need to understand it. So how would you understand this for your specific situation? Well, I believe in a really good relationship with your broker and your accountant. And so I would want to be speaking to your mortgage broker and your accountant and understanding, okay, well, this is what I want to do. Well, this is one scenario and play it through. And this is another scenario and play it through, and understand what all those costs are going to be. You know, there's other costs that I haven't put into consideration here, like the cost of stamp duty on a $500,000 house is a lot less than the cost of stamp duty on a $1 million house. And so you might also do a renovation worth $500,000 and end up with a house that's worth $1.2 million. So you could be able to add value. There's a whole heap of different scenarios and considerations, or it might only cost you $300,000 to do that renovation and you end up with $500,000. You could then draw that out. But these things start getting more complex. So it's really hard to get a general rule, because again, what actually the bank is going to be looking at is your capacity to repay or make repayments on that mortgage as well. So we don't give financial advice. There's a very big disclaimer on that. That's not why I'm talking to you about this. I'm talking to you about this so you understand one of the considerations when you want to buy something and then renovate it. You might stage that renovation. You might be able to do it in, you know, let's say, increase the value of property, draw some equity out, increase the value of property again. So that might be like renovating internally, then getting a reval on the loan, being able to draw some money back out, and then do an extension with the money that you've been able to draw back out. But again, these things start getting a little bit more complicated. So you need a really good strategy. Obviously, if you want more help and more advice from us, feel free to book in for a free 20-minute or 30-minute consult with Rachel. So there'll be a link in the show notes, or you can find it in the resources section of the Build Her website. So buildhercollective.com.au/resources. And what that'll do is give you an ear with us, and we can kind of talk you through your scenario and some things we've seen work, or what you might have to look out for, or something you may not have been thinking of, or, you know, you get down this path and sometimes you don't see the woods for the trees, and it's like, oh, that, have you thought about this, or could you do this to get to that next stage? So our aim is to help you, to guide you, to get you to the next level. Reach out to us. But I hope that's been super helpful, and we look forward to talking to you soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Building with Build Her. We'd love for you to spread the word.
For show notes, links and downloads and other awesome resources and freebies, head to buildhercollective.com.au. And don't forget, that's Build Her with an H-E-R.
And if you enjoyed this episode, it would mean so much to both of us if you could take a minute or two to leave a review.
And don't forget to subscribe so you can listen next time as we talk all things building and women making their mark in the building industry.